This report is about the Somali fraud that's being exposed in Minnesota, but also Ohio, with the fraudulent daycare centers and the government grants and all of that. But this is a larger context. And as someone myself who has lived in other countries, I've observed that, especially in impoverished countries, it's not considered theft by the people to defraud their own government. And this is, I'm not excusing this, just to be clear. I'm not excusing it. It looks like criminal fraud, and I would imagine people are going to be prosecuted and go to jail. But I want you to understand that this is not just a Somali thing. The Somalis are also being exploited by the Democrats in government to achieve mass immigration and mass voter fraud, and the Somalis are being paid off by the government. They're being asked to come to Minnesota, commit voter fraud, and in essence, we will reward you with all of these hundreds of millions of dollars of, you know, laundered money, essentially through your fake child care centers and fake transportation companies and everything else. But you got to understand, they were asked to do this. They were asked to do this by government leaders. And it's not something that they could have gotten away with without the complicity of the Democrats in government. So let me explain this. In impoverished countries and socialist countries, you know, collectivism type of countries where the masses don't have much money, it's, in their minds, it's normal to live off the government. And in many sectors of the U.S. economy, this is also true today. You know, we have, 43 million people on food stamps. We have tens of millions of families that are on disability, or their children are on disability when they don't actually qualify. You know, there's a lot of abuse of the disability system, a lot of abuse of Medicare, Medicaid, abuse of food stamps, abuse of everything. I mean, every government program ends up being extremely abused as fraud and money laundering. And that's, you know, that's what happens when you can just print currency out of thin air. Of course, there's going to be all kinds of fraud. We'll get to that later. But in these impoverished countries, the people see their role as simply finding ways to extract more money from the government so that they themselves can afford to live and afford to give their children, you know, more food or more opportunities or a better life. So in their minds, and again, I'm not excusing this, I'm just saying in their minds, they don't see this as criminal. They see it as how the system works. And you got to understand that these people, generally speaking, although there are exceptions, but generally speaking, they're not very intelligent. You know, the Somali population is very low IQ compared to the rest of the world. Again, there are exceptions, but just by and large, they're very low IQ. And what that means is they don't have the entrepreneurial opportunities. They don't have the innovation. They don't have the ability, or they don't know how to create their own honest businesses and create something for society and get paid for that, which that would be something that a normal, honest person does. What people tend to do in, especially when they're from these countries that are impoverished, they see their job as simply figuring out more clever ways to extract more money from the government system. And that's it. That's the end of their entrepreneurship. It's basically an extraction puzzle. How do we get more money from the government? So when the government comes along in corrupt blue states and blue cities, you know, like Minneapolis and Minnesota, with Governor Walz, who is totally corrupt, probably should go to prison in my view. But when Somalis encounter that, and then the government says, hey, we, you know, kind of like a wink and a nod, hey, we would love to pay you hundreds of millions of dollars so that you can afford to bring in more Somalis and put them all on welfare, or 87% on welfare and food stamps. We'll pay them to live here. All they have to do is vote Democrat. We'll even pay you. We'll pay you to set up fronts, money laundering fronts, you know, fake childcare, fake transportation, you know, fake receiverships of grant money for climate change or whatever. We'll pay you all this money. Wink, wink. Just come here and vote Democrat. See, and the Somalis are like, okay, you know, you're going to pay me money to just come and bring all my family members and friends, and then we could elect our own member of Congress, Omar, you know, and we can just sort of take over the city and the state, and we can just redirect government to take all this money and just put it into our own pockets, and we can pay off the judges, and the judges will make sure that we are never prosecuted so that we can all get away with all these crimes. We can do all this and nobody gets hurt. I mean, think about it. In their minds, they're like, heck yeah. Like, we don't have to shoot people. We don't have to rob people because, you know, back home in Somalia, different story. But in Minnesota, we don't have to kill people. We don't have to shoot people. We don't have to steal. We don't have to invade people's homes. We don't have to kidnap and traffic children. All we got to do is set up fake daycare centers. And the governor's going to send us hundreds of millions of dollars and let us keep bringing more people in so we keep voting Democrat. They're like, yeah, where do we sign up? See, this is what I'm trying to explain. It's easy to say, well, this is a Somali problem. And, you know, the Somali people, by and large, yeah, they're willing participants, but they're not the instigators of this. This isn't solely a Somali problem. This is a Democrat fraud problem that's just using Somalis at the moment. And they use different ethnic groups in different areas for different purposes. The thing is, the Democrat Party is a criminal operation. It's a criminal cartel. And I'll get to the Republicans in a second. Just hold on. But the way the Democrats rig elections is through fraud. They cheat, they cheat, they cheat. They cheat in every way possible. And Alejandro Mayorkas, he made sure that tens of millions of illegals came across the border through the Darien Gap, as my friend Michael Yan alerted all of us. He made sure, Mayorkas did, that tens of millions of illegals occupied America so that the Democrats, they thought, would never lose an election again. They would flood the zone, and that's exactly what they did. And the media covered up for them, and big tech covered up, and the Democrats ran this play. And as a result, right now, estimates are that there are anywhere from 20 to even 80 million illegals in America right now. And the zone is still flooded, by the way. You know, Trump and his team have bragged a little bit. Said, hey, we got rid of 2 million illegals. Okay. 2 million out of maybe 80 million? Although that number may be high. Let's say it's, suppose it's only 20 million. There's at least 20 million illegals. So you got rid of 2 million out of 20 million. So 90% are still here. So the Democrats have still succeeded, unless there are 10 million people deported who are illegals. You see what I mean? And we're not even close to that at this point. So the Democrats' game plan has worked. Now, we have to talk about currency printing, because the other thing that, from the point of view of Somalis, at least in my opinion, Somalis and also illegals, whether they're from Mexico or Central and South America, they're looking at this situation and they're saying, well, hey, the government prints all the money it wants at any time for all the wealthy people. You know, all the wealthy, they get free money. And that money printing machine is rolling 24/7 at the Fed, or currency printing. And the Treasury's in on it, and the big banks are in on it, and every president is in on it. And they're handing out money to the wealthy. They're handing out money to, well, these days, big tech companies for data centers. They're handing out money to the weapons manufacturers, handing out money to corporate America. They're on corporate welfare. And so when Somalis or other groups look at that, they're like, well, hey, they're printing money. Why can't we have some of that? Again, this is the way they think. And to some extent, you know, it's worth trying to understand it, because money printing itself is a far bigger crime than the criminal fraud that the Somalis are carrying out. What the Treasury is doing is a bigger crime, by far. But it's a crime that will never be prosecuted because that crime puts power and money into the hands of the government itself, you see. So whenever there are crimes that benefit the people in power, well, those crimes are tolerated. And that's exactly why the Somali crimes were also tolerated in Minnesota and other places. But when someone threatens the power structure, well, then now there's going to be a crackdown. And that's exactly why there's a crackdown happening against the Somalis right now, because the Trump administration is in power and the Trump administration knows. I mean, you think all this stuff was organic? Just spontaneously somebody decided to start looking at Somali daycare centers? No, I don't think so. I think that certain people got alerted to this. Certain people were handed tips and then, you know, told, go out. You're going to find these are completely empty. Go do this. They went and did it, like this young guy, Shirley. That's his last name. And he did a great job, by the way. I'm not saying that he did anything wrong. He did a great job. And his video now has 124 million views or something like that. It's a big deal. And it took balls to do what he did. But I'm wondering how he got the information to go do this. My guess is that somebody connected to Trump somewhere along the line, or the conservatives in Minnesota, somebody gave him this information and said, you got to go put this on film. And then Anthony Rubin, Muckraker, he also did the same thing in Ohio now. And this is becoming a pattern, and it's going to increase because it has the support of the Trump administration. You know, the current administration in power wants this to be exposed. If a Democrat were in the White House, this would not be allowed. Nobody would be incentivized or nobody would be given tips, etc. So this is because the Trump administration is in power that they need this to be exposed, because this is, you know, massive voter fraud that will impact the midterm elections and the election in 2028. And the one thing the Trump administration knows is that the only way they're going to have a chance at winning, especially given that inflation is still very bad and people are losing their jobs like crazy because of AI, etc. Well, they've got to get rid of the Democrat vote fraud. It's the only way the Republicans have a chance. And deporting illegals is part of that, but also exposing these schemes in places like Minnesota, that's another big part of it, because that's a immigrant financial fraud, money laundering, kickback scheme. And that needs to be exposed. But I got to say to Trump and anybody listening in the Trump administration, unless you deal with the electronic voting machines, you're going to lose the midterms, because the black box voting is always rigged against you. And since the federal government doesn't run state elections and local elections, it's essentially impossible to stop determined vote fraud in the blue counties, you know, blue cities, blue states. If they want to cheat, and they are determined to cheat, and they're willing to cheat, which they are, there's almost nothing you can do to stop it, other than, here's the one thing that Trump can do, have the military run the election. That would be the National Guard, etc. And how do you have the military run the election? Well, you end up in a major national crisis of some kind before voting day. A war, a collapse, terrorism, EMP, something big. Something so big that it's plausible for you to say to the American people, well, we can't just have regular elections. We have to have military control over the elections. You know, the National Guard is going to count the ballots, which would be better than having Democrats count the ballots, by the way. But this is the only way that Republicans have a chance in the midterms, in my view, because the Democrats will cheat. Look at what California did with the redistricting. They basically just stole 5 more congressional seats on top of the, you know, 30 they've already stolen before. California is a massive criminal operation. So is Minnesota. And by the way, so is Seattle. So is Washington State. So is Oregon. So is Denver. So is Chicago. Every Democrat city and every Democrat state is a criminal cartel. And I would hope, I mean, really what Trump needs to do, in my opinion, although I doubt this would happen, is he needs to go in and arrest Governor Newsom and arrest these crooked governors like Governor Walz in Minnesota. Arrest them, criminally charge them, and get testimony from eyewitnesses and grant them immunity, you know, legal immunity for people who will talk about what's going on and document this whole thing and tear down the criminal cartel power structure. You know, in California, there's only about four families that run that whole state and that have run it for generations. And, you know, all the top people, they're related to each other. Newsom and Nancy Pelosi are related. Yeah. You can dig into all kinds of details if you want to. You can go down that rabbit hole. You're going to find out it's just about four families that control everything in California, and it's all a massive criminal fraud. Total criminal fraud. There's nothing honest about any elections in California. And at the federal level, there's nothing honest about money printing and where the money is being sent and all the government grants. There's nothing honest about any of that. The whole thing is a massive criminal fraud. And ultimately, see, this is all an extension of the idea of printing currency. If you have a culture where you print money from nothing, it breeds fraud. It breeds this idea that, you know, we could just get everything for free. And then that ends up being demonstrated or exercised in the Democrat, you know, fundraising and campaign finance fraud and the Somali situation and whatever else, all, you know, the government grants, the climate grants, USAID, the whole thing. These are all extensions of essentially money printing. And so if you stop currency printing or counterfeiting, you stop most of this fraud. And so the number one way to crack down on fraud actually is to end the Fed. It's not even about how many Somalis can you arrest. It should be, how do you end the Fed? How do you end currency counterfeiting? End money creation by this international cartel of secret banksters that are the Federal Reserve. That's what you need to end. And so that's not happening. Trump is friends with the Fed. Well, at least he's tolerating the Fed. He wants the Fed to do what he wants, which is lower interest rates to zero. And they're kind of moving toward that direction. But you notice that all this coverage of the Somali fraud, it's a limited hangout. It's a limited hangout. It's like, oh, the fraud's over here. But don't look at this much larger fraud of trillions of dollars at the Fed. If you thought Somali fraud was huge, you know, fake daycare centers, wait till you find out about fake wars and fake money, fake currency, huh? That's trillions of dollars. That's the real fraud. And that's the fraud that nobody in any official position will dare touch, because government will never reform itself. Never. Especially if it means taking away some of its power. And the power to create currency is the power to destroy. It's the ultimate power in our money-driven economy. And so fraud will always continue as long as our system has the ability to print currency. So what can you do about it? Well, work to legally reduce your tax burden, for one thing, so you're not sending as much of your hard-earned cash to be wasted by Washington, D.C. Secondly, get out of the currency. Trade currency for gold and silver, because gold and silver will hold value, as they have proven, while the dollar collapses. You know, it's eroding every day because they keep printing, and they're going to keep printing. They're going to print to oblivion. Gold and silver will skyrocket in terms of dollar valuation, even beyond what they have already. And yes, silver's already rebounded from that recent price collapse, that 10% down day. It's back up, headed towards $80 again. So we're in interesting times, but the smart people out there, they know that the only way to survive it financially is to get out of the currency. And they also know that the Somali fraud is just the tip of the iceberg. The much larger fraud is what the government itself is doing every single day with the Federal Reserve, is stealing from everybody. Stealing from everybody. You know, the Somalis, yeah, they stole a few hundred million dollars, it looks like, with their fake daycare centers. The Federal Reserve steals from everybody, trillions of dollars every year. And nobody's being investigated for that. Go figure. Right? By the way, this broadcast is sponsored today by Battalion Metals. If you want to get gold and silver yourself, check them out at metalswithmike.com. That's our affiliate link. And Battalion Metals is co-founded by Tucker Carlson in conjunction with Chris Olson and his group that I've worked with for many years. High integrity, honest, full transparency, just honest brokers with honest products. You can trust them. They have high integrity. Otherwise, I wouldn't be associated with them at all. So check them out at metalswithmike.com and swap fiat for metals. You'll be probably happy that you did. And be sure to check out my other videos and podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. And I'm also an AI developer of the number one book creation engine in the world. It's called brightlearn.ai. Now almost 11,000 books have been published there by thousands of authors. We're about to roll out multiple languages. Check it out, brightlearn.ai. Thank you for listening. Take care.